that you protect them in their choices. And Lord, I know you have a plan for all of them. I pray that Satan wouldn't sidetrack them, that they would end up where they should be in life. And Lord, we know that you have their best intentions in mind, and so may they trust in you. And Lord, I know those times when they may think that they don't have hope. I pray that you would shine some light into their lives and help them to see that there is a way and that you've never left them. And Lord, that many years from now, Lord, they'll be leading their own ministries and their own churches and being examples wherever they go. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know what's going on. It's this allergy season, right? Oh, boy. I don't know what's happened. I mean, I've been strong for a long time, haven't I? You haven't seen me crying like months at least. It's like I've been doing really well. But then I have these relapses. But now it is truly a blessing to see, you know, that's one of the things why I'm here at this church. I've asked myself, why am I here? The different things that I do, why do I do these things? But one of the directions God has given me is there's something about seeing young people grow and mature, and that for some reason that really motivates me. And, you know, some of the students in the school, I had them in junior high, and I remember how they were. But then you have them when they're a little bit older, and just they make better decisions, and you can talk to them and use logic and reason, and they're like, yeah, I shouldn't do that. In junior high, that didn't work at all. And you see, they start to make, they come to you with questions, and they're thinking, and the light bulb comes on. You know, does this scripture mean this? Yes, it does. So we should do this? Of course. And then they're like, oh, it all makes sense. And just seeing young people grow up, that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. That's what motivates me. And so I don't, maybe I'll die a youth pastor someday. I don't know if you get too old to be a youth pastor, but this is what motivates and inspires me. And so I really appreciate this group and just seeing the growth that we've had this year. And I hope this continues. All right, let's get to this verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. This passage in Matthew 6, Christ is talking about worry. And the disciples have all these worries and fears. And he's giving them reasons why, you know, you can't be controlled by fear and worry. These aren't really a wise thing to do. And when you're afraid, when you're worried, you're going to make a wrong choice. Or you're going to waste your emotion and your time. And at the very, almost at the very end of this paragraph, he ends with the opposite of worrying, the opposite of seeking what you want to do, is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be unto you. You put God first. Okay, rather than worrying about all these little things that you have to do, you put God first. That's where your focus has to be. And let God take care of all those things. So, I'm not like a great planner, but I try to plan. And usually my strategy is, I usually get like a sheet of paper, sometimes an envelope if I take the time. I use the envelope, you know, and I'll write out, you know, today. And I'll have like hot priorities and like, it can wait, but if I have time. And so I have these lists, okay? And so sometimes, and my lists can get kind of funny. It could be like vacuum the basement of the house. It could be like look at a toilet downstairs. It could be like email someone back, text someone back, ask somebody a question, you know. And so I have these lists. And then each day I try to see, like, how far down the list can I get, right? So I start with the hottest fires. What are the biggest deals? Preschool restrooms, that's always at the top, right? Because then the kids have to wait. The parent, you know, the teachers are trying to calm them down. Like, that's going to be a problem. So then I work my way down, and then eventually, you know, at the very bottom is usually back in the basement of our house. Because I think, yeah, it could go another day, right? Just turn the lights off or whatever. So I have these lists, right? So I kind of work my way down the list. And you know what? It's easy to be pulled in different directions, and sometimes you feel like you have to get this list done and that list done. And, you know, sometimes someone wants to talk to you. It's like, do I want to talk to them? I need to talk to them. They probably need that interaction, or I probably need to tell them something. And so you feel, I don't know about you, I feel pulled in a lot of different directions. I don't know if that's how you feel in your life. You know, maybe for you it's, you know, getting a homework assignment done, or, you know, maybe it's talking to someone, spending time with someone maybe as a priority, and then, you know, there's some kind of deadline if you have a job. And then there's things that you want to get accomplished for yourself, and so you have all these different areas of things that you try to get accomplished, and there's all these different activities going on. Well, Christ tells us, you know, of all these things going on, all these things that you have priorities, is that we have to put God first on the priority list, right? We've got to put Christ first. By putting Christ first, I'm trusting, as I prioritize him, that he'll help me complete my other tasks that need to be done. And I will be successful in the other areas, okay? And even making life choices, you know? I would encourage you, young people, as you choose future places to go, if you pick a school to go to someday, what's the church situation, right? What's the spiritual influence of the place that you're going to go, right? Because if I don't have the spiritual first, then it's going to affect every other area of my life. So you have to put God at the center. And you know what? When I make God and His Word the priority, then I make it the priority by faith. I ask Him to help me with all the other things on my list. And you know what? When you put God first, you know what usually happens? The things that need to get done will get done or resolved. Or you'll have the object you needed when you needed it, or the right piece of advice will be there. And so it's just a matter of me putting God first by faith. You know, even we think about the Lord's Day. It's one day out of seven. Well, if I have this Lord's Day, then how do I get all my other things done during the week? Well, the Lord's Day, it's almost like a tithe on your time. I want to give this day to the Lord. And by faith, I'm expecting Him to help me with the other 6 days. And by faith, I'll have the energy I need to do the things I need to on the other days. And I'll have enough time. And what needs to get done will get done. And sometimes we have bigger plans. You know, I have to get more things done. Well, that's not what the Lord wanted for you, you know. And you need to prioritize. And, you know, sometimes people say, you know, I don't have time for the things of the Lord. Well, they had time for other things. They just didn't prioritize it, right? And so my prayer for you is that you will prioritize the things of God first. And you will see, as you do this, the other things will fall into place, right? And you know, sometimes we have our priorities backwards. Sometimes our priority is, you know, maybe it's homework and sports, the social life. But what happens if we don't put God first? What's going to happen? Well, you know, I've seen it in sports. There's one bad call and the person falls apart. And what does that tell me? It tells me that their number one priority was that sport in that moment, wasn't it? It wasn't about God. It was about them achieving that. Or, you know, some people, I had a student one time that cried because they got a point off on a test once. And they're convinced they were right. But I'll tell you, they were wrong, okay? But even if I was wrong, even if the person got a 99, so I don't even know. Anyway, but even if you get a 99, you get one point off, that's not the most important thing is your test scores. That's a number that I gave you. That's my evaluation of you. That's human opinion, right? God's opinion is much more valuable than mine. Mine is fallible, right? I don't always see everything. And so, more important than your test scores even, which I don't want to hurt Mr. Sherwin's feelings. I know tests are important, but it has to be God first, right? Of course, he would say this, but it has to be what God thinks of me before academics, what God thinks of me before sports, what God thinks of me before what my peers think, you know? What if people don't like you? Is that okay? It can be hard. I'm not saying it's easy. But I have to say, you know what? At the end of the day, God approves of me, and that's the most important approval I need. And whether someone makes a frowny face, it will be okay. And a lot of times, if you ignore the frowny faces, they go away, I'll just tell you. Okay? But more important than what people think about me is what God thinks about me. And so in every area of my life, I have to choose. I'm going to put God first by faith, and I'm going to trust that He will help me, and He will sort out the other areas of my life. And they will be what they need to be, when they need to be. And you know, the Lord hasn't failed me yet. He won't fail you either. And so let's make that commitment tonight. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your word. And I pray that each person here would make that commitment to put you first. Whether that's salvation, if they've never taken that first step of faith. Whether that's reading their scripture, praying. I'm thankful they're in church. Being with God's people. Being responsible, showing kindness, whatever that is, Lord, I pray that they would make you the priority of their life. And as a result, Lord, that you would bless them in great ways and that you would meet the needs that they have. And we pray this thing in Jesus' name. Amen.